Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. If you can believe it, folks, yes, there is an outdoor track season. They've only had a few meets, and we're going to talk a little bit about that with senior Katie Walker. How in the world are you doing track this spring, man? Got to be pretty frustrating and pretty challenging so far.
Yeah, it's been really cold out. We've been able to get outside a couple times per week, but otherwise we've just had to manage with what indoor workouts we can figure out.
How many outdoor meets have you been able to compete in so far this year?
Just one. The other ones have been canceled because of the cold.
Yeah, and I think the track sectional is like May the 10th. So you're talking about, man, is this season starting to wind down? And you look at what's happened so far. Let's go back to the indoor season, because I think it's very important to look at some of the success you had in that 4x4 relay team. Finished, I guess, state runner-up, right, in the indoor meet. Tell us a little bit about that 4x4 group.
Yep, we qualified. We went in second, and then we ended up running, getting second. It was a team of me and then Keely Parker, Carly Rucky, and Cameron Rowe. And we just went in knowing what we had to do, hopefully come out on top, but we didn't, and that's fine too.
So you want to get another crack at the team that beat you, St. Joe Ogden, and you want to do it on the blue oval down at Eastern Illinois University. So tell us about the leg you run and kind of what is the expectations from you. You run the first leg, right?
Yeah. So running first, I know I need to get out of the blocks good, have a good start. And I particularly like running first because I like the chase feeling. And so usually we're kind of in the middle of the lane, so I have someone in front of me I can try to catch up to, people behind me I can stay in front of, and it's just a good place for me to be at.
Well, and you're a person that runs, you know, four high-octane events. You go 4x1, 4x2, then 4x4, and you also run the 300 hurdles. That's a full day in a full track meet. How comfortable are you doing those four things?
I'm pretty comfortable. I've been doing it since I was a sophomore, so I'm used to the quick turnaround that we have during the meets.
All right, and in terms of the 4x1 and 4x2, how are those setting up? And I guess it's kind of, a tough read here early in the season because you haven't been outside that much to compete against a lot of other schools yet.
Yeah, we worked on handoffs as much as we could being outdoor. So those still probably need a little work, but otherwise we've got some fast girls, so we're hoping to get those up there too.
And then I know last week at the Lady Rocket invite, you win the 4x4 there, and then you take the 300 hurdles as well. So what about your performance and your growth in the 300 hurdles?
I was really proud about how I did the other day, but I'm hoping to continue to increase my time and maybe PR, like, for all-time record.
All right, and are you reflective at all with this being your senior year? And as I mentioned, I think the girls' track sectional is May the 10th, and then the following Thursday is the start of the state track meet. So, Katie Walker, you don't have much time left being a Rock Ridge Rocket, right? So how are you approaching that?
I'm a little nervous just because everything's ending and all. But I'm also excited to see what we can end up doing towards the end of the year. And I know it'll go quick, but it'll be fun.
All right, and hopefully the Rockets are quick on the track, too. And hopefully we can get a bunch of meets, outdoor meets, in over the next 3 or 4 weeks for both the boys and girls. Katie Walker, nice going. Keep up the good work this spring.
All right, thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on the High School Sports Spotlight.